Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as He is.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman the Chalcol, and Darda the sons of Mahal, and his fame was in all nations round about. And he spoke 3,000 proverbs. Somebody remember two proverbs. Three proverbs. The book of Proverbs. 3,000 proverbs. Right? And his songs were 1,005. Praise team. And he spoke of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spoke also of beasts and of fowl and of creeping things and of fishes. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth which had heard of his wisdom. Now the word king there, I want to emphasize the word king, King Solomon. The Hebrew word for king there is Melak, M-A-L-A-K. We read in Revelation 1:6, the word for king is Basileus, the base of power, the starting point. Here we have a king who is sitting on the throne. Now we've just read all how God empowered him, the wisdom that he had. Kings came to see him. He's ruling. The Hebrew word for king there is Melak, which means to ascend to the throne, the finishing point. He was reigning. All right? Solomon was reigning. So much so that kings, and when they came, they always brought gifts. You know, a couple of different commentaries talk about the Queen of Sheba when she came to see him. When the Queen of Sheba saw how things were conducted and how orderly everything was, and they ascent to the temple and is thrown in, it says that there was no more spirit in her. She fainted. But when she came, some commentators say that she brought a train of 1,000 camels. See, we're talking big time here. We're not talking about little cheesy cheap. Laden with spices and, you know, gold and silver and all kind of stuff to bring it to the king. So Solomon is reigning now. You know something? When you enter into this place of reigning, because you're destined to reign, when you enter in, certain things are attracted to you. Amen. Opportunities will come knocking on your door. Hello? I'm going to say it this way. The right people will search you out. Somebody will hear you or see you in a certain light and want to get to know you, that are called to advance you in your destiny. Hello? But see, as long as the heir is a child, just keep playing with the blocks. But Solomon was ruling. Melak, the finishing point. Notice how all the nations of the world came to hear Solomon. God gave him above all the other kings, all these other wise men in the east, all of them, all the kings and pharaohs of Egypt. He outdid them. Because he arrived at Malak. He was a king. In your domain, I'll prophesy to you, in your domain, if you'll allow God to do what he needs to do in you, you won't be just like everybody else. He's called you to stand out. Amen. He's called you to shine. Amen. Ain't nothing proud about that. That's your destiny. Not to just fit in, blend in, no, but to stand out. To be the head and not the tail. To be above only and not beneath. But he's got to take you through the paces first. You got to start at the starting point. Stop acting like a child when your trial comes. Start embracing that cross and say, I know God said all things work together for the good. This too shall pass. This is working in my behalf. I'm going to die some more to myself, my flesh, my carnal man. Oh, when you get that mindset, ain't no stopping you now. And the devil knows that. That's why he tries to get you into arguments, get you to complaining, get you with a bad attitude, get you to where you don't want to do, don't want to be involved, don't want to be bothered. The devil is a lie. Stand your ground. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are destined to reign in this life. You don't have to be the most or the most well-educated. God will give you wisdom beyond your teachers. He'll have you dazzling your teachers. The one that trained you will be coming to you, asking your advice. Stuff you never went to school for. Stuff you didn't read in a book. God downloaded it to you. Malak, to ascend to the throne, the finishing point. Basileus and Malak, the starting point and the finishing point to being a king. Unto us a king is born, unto us a king is given. If I may, let's take a look at the life of Daniel. Daniel is fascinating. You know, one thing I noticed in going back into this study, even though in Babylon they changed the names, all through the book of Daniel, we don't see Belshazzar. We see Daniel. He's called Daniel. I want to go back to what I said, because at a young age, when Nebuchadnezzar went in and besieged Jerusalem and conquered it, they took about 10,000 slaves. All the people, the only ones they left were the very, very, very poor. They didn't take them. And then the king said, find the king's seed. Nebuchadnezzar said to his generals, find the king's seed and bring them to me, separate them. There's something I want to do. This was a common practice with nations that were conquered. They would take the best of the best and then teach them their language and make them eunuchs a lot of times, which Daniel and the Hebrews perhaps were, for their own service, for their own country, for their own nation, for their own purposes. So Nebuchadnezzar wanted to take them, and they took Daniel, and I'm so used to calling them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but that wasn't the names. Azariah, Mishael, and come on, don't y'all read your Bible. It's right in the Bible. I'm asking help here, and don't know why. All I know is Abednego. All I know is the bad Negro. That's all you know. Abednego. look, let me give you some foundation here. 1 Peter 1:23. This is you. This was Daniel and the three Hebrews. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God, which is living and by fire. In other words, they, in the natural sense, are what we are in the spiritual sense. We are born again of a seed. We have a violent seed in us. We've been born again, not of the flesh. Amen. Not of the will of man, but by God. Just like Jesus, when he came into the planet, there were no sperm involved, just the womb. Because it was God's seed. And that same seed is what we possess. I would to God that some of us begin to act like it. I would to God that some of us really begin to believe it. Amen. Now, Daniel and the Hebrews, God was going to raise them up in spite of the circumstances they were going into. So we are, tell somebody, you ain't got no excuse. Listen, what God has ordained, it is not contingent upon the environment. God's going to do what he's going to do in spite of. It doesn't matter what opposition comes, what, amen, hell or high water, none of that matters. What God has purposed, he will do it. What he needs from you is faith. Faith to believe it. How about Joseph and Joseph's trial? Joseph cast into a pit. God saw fit that the pit was had no water in it, because those pits usually have enough water for you to drown in. And they threw him in the pit, but there was no water in it. Oh, man, we thought we had him. And Reuben left, because Reuben was going to deliver him. Because Reuben said, listen, I'm the oldest. If this little brat is gone, they're going to get me. I'm going to be the one that suffer. But God had him leave. And when he left, the Midianites came by. And so the other brother said, no, we ain't going to kill him. We're going to sell him. See, they couldn't kill him, number one, because he had a destiny. He was destined to reign. And they thought they were getting rid of him, but they were just selling him into his destiny. See, so no matter what way you slice it, no matter what way it looks like, no matter what way it comes, how high or low, how bad or good it comes, you are a child of destiny. You are destined to reign. You are going to reign. Just tell somebody, if you can't move, stand still. Be still and know that he is God. He will move again. Weeping may endure for the night. Joy will come in the morning. But don't run off. Don't hide. Don't try to get out of it. Stay right there. God's at work. I say he's at work right now in your situation, working on your behalf. He's working behind the scenes. He's doing the invisible that's going to affect the visible. You'll see it after a while. I dare you to stand still and know that he is God. He'll never fail. He'll never leave. He'll never disappoint. He will bring you out, because you are destined to rule. Hey! That's the destination. You know, when I was running that cross country, I didn't stop and hide in the woods. You know, when I stopped running, I was walking like, got to get to the finish line. I didn't stop. Tell somebody, don't stop. If you can't walk, crawl.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.